Chapter 7. B2 Exams. Exercise 2. IELTS Listening. Section 2. You are going to hear a tourist guide talking about the events that marked the start of the 21st century. Read the questions below carefully, then listen and answer questions 1 to 10.
The Millennium celebrations to mark the end of the 20th century and welcome the 21st century on New Year's Eve of 1999 happened all over the world. In Paris, the Eiffel Tower was lit by 20,000 flashing lights in a brilliant display enjoyed by millions along the Seine and on television throughout the country. Sydney Harbour held an unforgettable fireworks display, also watched by millions. In Times Square, in New York, 4 tons of confetti were blown down onto more than 3 million celebrating people. In South Africa, the president, Nelson Mandela, went back to the cell where he had spent over 20 years in prison, and in a small company of people, lit a symbolic candle for peace and reconciliation. In the months leading up to the dramatic stroke of midnight, each country produced their own souvenirs. There was a widespread fear that the computers all over the world would break down because of the so-called millennium bug. A huge amount of money was spent to avert any danger to computing systems, which might have brought chaos and disaster, but it did not happen. I was in London on the night of the millennium, watching the celebrations along the Thames. They were unbelievable. More than 2 million people stood along the banks of the river to watch the most magnificent fireworks display ever organised in the capital. The Queen and the Prime Minister, Tony Blair, were present in the Millennium Dome to watch an all-night entertainment. The Millennium Dome near Greenwich was one of 3 structures specially commissioned to mark the beginning of a new millennium in London. It is now known as the O2. It was built as an exhibition centre, but the original exhibition failed to attract enough visitors, and the O2 Arena is now used for sporting events and entertainment. The second structure was the Millennium Bridge. Its official name is actually the London Millennium Footbridge. This elegant suspension bridge made of steel allows pedestrians to cross over the river from the South Bank just near Tate Modern to St Paul's and the city on the other side. Londoners call this bridge the Wobbly Bridge because on the day it opened, the thousands of pedestrians crossing on it felt a strong swaying motion and many became sick. The bridge was immediately closed and reopened 2 years later after structural modifications. The most successful structure built for the millennium is without doubt the London Eye, originally called the Millennium Wheel. It is a huge observation wheel built at the side of the Thames near Waterloo Bridge. When it was built, it was the world's tallest observation wheel at 135 metres tall, and as it slowly revolves, there is a spectacular 360-degree view over London. The wheel was originally planned to stand for 5 years, but it has proved to be the most popular attraction in central London, with nearly 4 million visitors a year.